service tonight, and I appreciate the Lord's blessings upon us and allowing us to be here tonight. I do covet your prayers. The Lord might help me tonight. I don't know what exactly I'll do with this text tonight, but pray the Lord to help me to say what He'd have said tonight in the service. Exodus chapter 10 and verses 8 and 9. The Bible said, "And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh, and he said unto them, Go serve the Lord your God. But who are they that shall go? And Moses said, We will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds will we go. For we must hold a feast unto the Lord." Let's pray tonight. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the privilege to pray. I thank you for the good day that you've given us and the health and strength you've allotted us, Lord. I appreciate that. Thank you for traveling mercy and grace to come this way tonight. Thank you for those that have met here with us, for the church you have planted here, and for the good pastor. Thank you, dear Lord, for the blessings of this week, the service, Lord, on the nights that's already passed. But here it is, the Lord, a new night, and we're, Lord, in a new congregation, and we need fresh oil, and we need a fresh touch. We're leaky vessels, and we need help tonight. So I'd ask God that once again you'd have mercy upon me and upon those that await my words tonight. And for just a few moments, I pray that you'd, Lord, illuminate my mind and loose my tongue and let me proclaim the truths of the Word of God. Call to my remembrance the Scriptures and give me heavenly wisdom and spiritual insight tonight as I endeavor to preach. And God, strengthen us physically and spiritually that we might preach the Word of God tonight. And may the message go forth in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. And as it goes forth, prepare hearts to receive it tonight. Give folks hearing ears, receptive hearts, and obedient spirits. Oh, God, tonight, would you awaken sinners to the need of you? Would you convict and draw them to you tonight? Oh, Father, would you have mercy on their souls tonight? And oh, God, help them to respond and come to you tonight. I pray for those that have grown cold and indifferent, walking afar off, help them to get right. I pray that every discouraged saint. I pray, God, that you'd, our Lord, revive us again and have your will and way in every heart and in every life tonight. May every soul be subject to the power of God and obedient to the Spirit. Would you reveal yourself to every one of us and to reveal us our need of you tonight? Would you bind the forces of hell and Satan that would defeat us tonight and give victory and glory in this service? I pray you'd have your way. Do for us now what we cannot do for ourselves. And oh, above everything tonight, get glory unto your high and holy name. For it is in the name of Jesus I do humbly pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing. Our thought comes from verse 8 tonight. When Pharaoh asked the question of Moses and Aaron, "But who are they that shall go?" Who are they that shall go? Of course, Moses and Aaron have come several days, several weeks before this time, and said to Pharaoh, according to Exodus chapter 5, "The Lord said, let my people go." That is the children of Israel. That is the seed of Abraham, are those, my friend, that were of my Jacob's descendants and Joseph's descendants. Of course, Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord? I do not know the Lord, and why should I let you go?
Right.
You're our slaves. We have you in bondage. We've got you right where we want you," in other words. "And so since I don't know the Lord God, why do I have to let you go?" Of course, God begins to bring judgments upon Pharaoh and the nation of Egypt. And we've come to a time that Pharaoh has softened. Of course, the people have come and said, "Why do you keep troubling us? Why don't you let this people go?"
Right.
And the Bible said that Pharaoh finally calls in Moses and Aaron and says, "All right, go ahead and serve the Lord. Since y'all say we need to go and make a sacrifice unto the Lord and make a feast unto the Lord," he said, "go ahead." But he said, "Who are they that shall go?" Now I want to preach tonight just a moment
on that thought or that question, who are they that shall go? Of course, we understand tonight that we preached for years, and if you're not familiar tonight, that Egypt is a type of sin. Egypt is a type of the sinner being in bondage. Of course, Pharaoh is a type of Satan. And every sinner finds themselves, my friend, in Egypt's bondage. Every person outside of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, every person that's born in this world is born with a depraved nature, born, my friend, with a sinful nature. And that sin, my friend, that dwells in us causes us, my friend, to act and to sin, my friend, or commit sins as we'd have it. Now, some folks today preach religion and some preach reformation for the help of the sinner. But all that does is take care of, my friend, the sins or the habits of an individual. And by the way, my friend, most of the time, it doesn't cure the bad habits. Amen. It may help in some respect. But you see, the problem is, the sinner just doesn't need to be forgiven of his sin. He needs to get out of Egypt tonight. Amen. He needs, my friend, a deliverance from the very sin nature that's inside of him. You see, friend, we're bound by sin. We are held by sin. Amen. We are captive by sin. Amen. We're slaves to sin. Hey, God, we're servants to sin. And we cannot get loose from sin. It doesn't matter how good we purpose in our mind and heart to do better. Sin will always overcome the sinner tonight. Hey, God, Satan will not let us loose. Hey, God, and my friend, whoever we serve, whoever we yield our members to, hey, my friend, that's the servant we are to that person tonight. Hey, God, we're either servants of sin unto death or righteousness unto life. The problem is, hey, God, we cannot by our own bootstraps get ourselves out, hey, God, of Egypt or out of sin tonight. Hey, friend, it's true. But God had seen the affliction of his people. They had been down in Egypt over 400 years, about 430, and God was fixing to deliver them and bring them out of Egypt's bondage. And my friend, hey, God, Moses and Aaron made the command to Pharaoh, let my people go. And he says, all right, y'all can go, but who is it that's going to go? Can I say tonight, there is a heaven, hey, God, beyond this life, and there's a place of eternal bliss. Hey, yes, thank God. The Bible would teach us about heaven tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, it's vastly different than the secular, my friend, people would talk about heaven tonight. Amen. Thank God. That's right. I want to tell you, it's not, my friend, some place where you could do your favorite thing that you do down here. But heaven, my friend, thank God, is the abode of God. Hallelujah. Thank God. And it's the eternal resting place for the children of God. But who is it that's going to go? Who is it that's going to leave the land of Egypt and head to the promised land? Who is it tonight? Well, that's what Pharaoh wanted to know. He said, just who is it that's going to go? I want to say tonight, thank God, the only ones that can go tonight are the redeemed, are the saved by grace tonight. I know we live in a society today that about every time somebody dies, thank God, whether it's a star or a starlet, hey friend, thank God, and it doesn't matter how they've lived and what they've done, everybody talks about them going to heaven. Amen. Why, some folks even think the Pope went to heaven. Amen. God help us. I want to tell you tonight, friend, thank God, the only way to heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, everybody ain't a-going. Hallelujah. Oh, Preacher Hanley, we preached one time, Egypt ain't a-going. And I I want to say tonight, Egypt ain't a going. Hallelujah. But thank God there is a crowd that's going tonight. Hey, thank God. There is a group of people that God is going to allow to go tonight. Hallelujah. I wonder, are you going? Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm headed that direction tonight. And I'm well on my way. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad I've left the low ground of sin and sorrow tonight. I'm headed to a better world. Thank God that I'm a living in tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. And so he said, who are they that shall go? Can I say tonight, simply with us tonight, those that are called will be the ones that go.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I want to say tonight, you can't go unless you've been called. Unless you've been invited. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God. Have you ever, thank God, had the invitation? Have it ever dawned on you tonight in your innermost being? Thank God that God has invited you to go. Thank God to that blessed land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm feeling happy in my soul tonight. I'm feeling real good down inside of me tonight because I've had an invitation. Thank God I had a call. Hey, thank God. How to go. Hallelujah. Now I had to leave Egypt to do it. But my God, there ain't nothing down there nowhere. Nothing but brickyards, cucumbers, melons, garlics and leeks. Nothing but bondage and servitude. Thank God. I've been called to a better world and a better place. And I remember the day, I remember the hour when I got the call to leave sin, to leave Satan, and to go into a better world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God tonight. Oh, well, it's the ones that are called. Amen. Hallelujah. Now Peter said in Acts chapter 2 at Pentecost, amen, he said, this promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as our Lord God shall call. I'm thankful tonight for the call, aren't you?
Amen.
Who are they that shall go? Them that have been called. Hallelujah. Hey, friend. Somebody said, well, I've got the call. Well, and you got to have the call, but you got to heed the call.
Amen.
You got to respond to the call. You got to be obedient to the call. Hey, you couldn't go without the call, but the call can come and you still not go. Who are they that shall go? It's them that are called tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody said, well, who does he call? Does he call just the mayors and the councilmen? Does he just call, thank God, the blue-blooded folks? Does he just call the educated folks? Does he just call rich folks tonight? Who is it that he calls? Is it intelligent folks? Thank God. Amen. Who is it that he calls tonight? Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Bible said in verse 26, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, and not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world and to confound the wise, and the weak things of the world confound the things that are mighty, and base things of the world and things that are despised. Yea, hath God chosen and things which are not, amen, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Amen. I think I'm a candidate in that number tonight.
Amen.
Not to mighty, not to noble. That wasn't who he called. Hey, but oh, hell deserving sinners like you and I, thank God. I'm glad he called us into this abundant life.
Amen.
Called us to repentance.
Amen.
Called us to life eternal.
Amen.
I'm glad I got the call.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 And so who are they that shall go? I mean, who's going to leave Egypt? Who's going to the promised land? Who's leaving this world headed to heaven? Who are they that shall go? Who are they? They're the called.
Right.
Amen. Thank God. And then I'll say, secondly, not only are they the called, they're the ones that come. All the Father give me shall come unto me, and they that come unto me I shall in no wise cast out. Amen. I got the call, but you got to do more than just get the call.
Right.
Now you couldn't go nowhere without the call. Hallelujah. And that's why we're preaching the gospel. That's why I'm preaching around here. That's why this church is here. Thank God. Thank God. We have the ministry of reconciliation.
Amen. Amen.
That's right. Hallelujah. The church has the ministry of reconciliation. And we beseech you in Christ's stead. We're ambassadors for Christ. And therefore we say to the world, be reconciled to God. Amen.
Amen.
God calls through His church and the church calls through the gospel. Amen.
Right.
That's right. Right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God. And that is the call. That's where you get it. Amen.
Sure.
Thank God. And we call. Thank God. You that were enemies to God. Thank God. You that have been against God. Be reconciled unto Him.
Hallelujah.
There's reconciliation. There's peace. The middle wall has been torn down. God's accomplished in Christ what you couldn't do for yourself. And if you're willing to turn from sin and trust the Savior,
amen,
you can go. Hallelujah.
Right. Right.
Amen. Oh, rather, that shall go them that are called, but not just called, but them that come.
Amen.
Jesus said in John 5:40, and you will not come to me that you might have life.
Right.
The verse before said, search the scriptures, for in the scriptures you think you have eternal life, and the scriptures are they that testify of me.
Right.
But you will not come to me that you might have life.
Amen.
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 Thank God. The call from the Savior through the, thank God, the Holy Spirit and the gospel message. That's the call. But thank God you got to respond to that call.
Right.
Who are they that shall go? Them that come. Them that answer the call. Them that heed the call. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, bless His name. I won't never get probably a call from dignitaries in this world. And I wouldn't know how to act if they did call me. Amen. I wouldn't know how to act tonight. Thank God. How if some of the political figures of our day, thank God, called me. Amen. I wouldn't know how to act. Thank God. Oh, hear me today. If some of the social figures of our day called.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
I usually flip the radios and headed back home after a revival meeting. And I was a flipper the other night and somebody said, here's a chance to win a trip and to spend a week with some, thank God, a great star, whoever it was. Thank God. And I thought, my God, why would I want that? I wouldn't know how to act in their presence.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I tell you, far beyond that call, one blessed night was the call. Thank God, from God Himself.
Amen.
Thank God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Right.
And He invited me to go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God, He said, you can go with us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I would have been left behind.
Amen.
I would have died in Egypt tonight. But thank God, I'm going to get to go.
Amen.
Because the call came.
Amen.
And when the call came, and the invitation was extended. Thank God, I'm glad I heard the call.
Amen.
I believed the call and responded to the call. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God, I
Amen.
Came to Him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Now, I done responded to the call of a different individuals. I'd responded to the call of my peers. When at the age of 10, my peers, my friends, made a trip to the altar, made a profession, and I heard their call to come go with us. And I went as they went, and I accepted their call and heard their call and responded to their call and made my profession as they made their profession.
Right.
Then I heard the call to church to come and be baptized, and I was baptized in the church. Well, not really. I was ducked. Amen. Because I was just a sinner. Amen. Hallelujah. God could have left me there.
Right.
And had ever right and would have been just to have left me there.
Right.
I'm glad, thank God, one day I got a call beyond the peers and beyond the church saying, be baptized and join our membership.
Amen.
But I got a call from the excellent glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a holy
Amen.
Calling and a heavenly calling
Yes.
and a high calling. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And He said, come go. Hallelujah. Thank God, even you, an old religious, self-righteous church member, come go with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God. And I throwed in the towel that night. Thank God. I resigned everything that I'd held on to. I thought it was going to make me go, and I realized that wasn't going to get me nowhere. That wasn't going to get me out of Egypt. That wasn't going to get me to heaven. No, no. It's going to take more than that. And I responded to the call of the Holy Spirit and the call to come to Christ. And that night, I didn't just make a profession. I laid hold on the hope set before me, and I found Him precious in my life. Hallelujah. Thank God. And I can go.
Hallelujah. And so can you tonight. If you hear the call, and I respond to the call tonight, if you'll come. Amen. Oh yeah. I wonder, would you come tonight? Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, He said, and I'll give you rest. Amen. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, if I am meek and lowly at heart. You shall find rest for your soul.
Amen.
My yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Yeah.
So who are they that shall go tonight? Them that's been called, them that'll come. Then I want to say them tonight, the ones that shall go is the ones that are under the covenant tonight. You'll have to enter into a covenant in order to be able to go. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now, the covenant for the Israelites to get out of Egypt and not perish in Egypt was a covenant, and it's a blood covenant. You're familiar with it. Two chapters over, Exodus chapter 12, the Lord commands them to put up the lamb, examine the lamb, kill the lamb, catch the blood in the basin, and take that blood out of that basin and dip it on the door, the uppermost and the side post.
Right.
And He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who is it that shall go? Who are they that shall go tonight? I say to you, it's those that have entered into the blood covenant.
That's right.
Those that have had the blood of the Lamb applied.
Amen.
Amen. The blood was, the lamb was slain and the blood was caught. But that blood done no good until it had an application to the doorpost.
Amen.
And only the house that had the blood applied was the house that was protected from judgment.
Right.
I want to say to us tonight, hallelujah. Oh, it doesn't matter what your name is, what side of the tracks you've been born on. Hey, friend, it doesn't matter what your position is in church.
Right.
Hey, friend, it doesn't matter how many verses you can quote. Hey, God, amen. Or how many suit of clothes you got in your closet. Or how many Sunday school pins you got on your lapel. The only way you'll escape the judgment of God and be able to leave Egypt and go to heaven,
amen,
is thank God to have the blood applied tonight.
Amen.
Oh, the blood being shed, it was shed. Christ did shed His blood. Christ did die. Thank God. Amen.
Right.
Yes, sir. The innocent for the guilty. Thank God. The righteous for the unrighteous. Thank God. God commendeth His love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died,
amen,
for us.
Amen.
And He is a propitiation for our sins. But not ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
Amen.
Hey, friend. Amen. Thank God. Oh, yeah. And He's the Savior of all men, especially to those that believe. Amen. I hear me and hear me well tonight. Thank God. But though He is, thank God, the propitiation and stands as the surety of the blood covenant, the only way you get the benefit of it tonight is to be washed in that blood. Hey, thank God. Yes, sir. It's to undergo that crimson flow is to, by faith, thank God, come to Him. I repented of your sins and trusted Him as your only and all-sufficient Savior. And that what secures you a right to be able to go tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
who are they that shall go? Well, it was those that were called, that came, and those that entered into the covenant. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. I want to say to you tonight, unless your blood bought, blood washed,
You can't go tonight.
That's right.
Be a good Baptist or Methodist tonight. Be a Holiness or Presbyterian. Be a preacher or a deacon and a songster. Amen.
Right.
But to go to heaven tonight, you got to be blood washed.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. There used to be an elderly gentleman in our church I remember that. And he's gone to be with the Lord now. But he'd get up and he'd say, oh, thank God for the day Jesus got me in his bathtub and washed me. Hallelujah. I knew what he's talking about.
Amen.
He didn't mean literally. I want to tell you, it's appropriated by faith. When you realize you're the sinner and you're going to die in Egypt and you cry for mercy and repent of your sins and trust, thank God, of the blood of the Lamb that died for you and shed His blood, thank God, and God imputes that righteousness of Jesus Christ to your account. That's what makes you be able to go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Who shall go? That's what Pharaoh said to Moses. Who shall go? Who are they that shall go? And Moses and Aaron said to Pharaoh, our young ones, they shall go. Are you young tonight? Does that exclude me? No, you can go.
Right.
Well, how do I go? Same way everybody else goes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The call, the response to the call, and entering the blood covenant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, when the years draw nigh, that thou shalt say, I shall have no pleasure in them. Yes, young folks can go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 13 when I got the ticket to go. 13 when I signed up to go. 13 when I thought in with my lot to go. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's old you was, wasn't it, brother? Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad for the call to go, aren't you?
Amen.
Who is it? It's the young that can go. Who else is going to go? He said, well, our old ones are going to go.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the devil says when you're young, you got too much to do, too much to live for, too much to enjoy, and so wouldn't go. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm not sorry for the trip.
Amen. Amen.
I wish I could tell you I've walked every footstep I ought to walk in the trip. I wish I could have tell you over the past 32 years, thank God, that I hadn't took no detours. Thank God that I've always lived in the perfect will of God and had victory in my heart. I don't know if I can say as Paul did, I've lived in all good conscience before men. And God, I don't think I can say that tonight, but I can say, thank God, I'm on my way. Hallelujah. I can say I signed up as a young man, and I'm not sorry for the trip. I don't want to go back and redo it tonight. Hey, God, my friend, and not sign up. Hallelujah.
Right.
Well, bless
Amen.
His name. Yeah. I'm nearing the home shore tonight. It's a getting closer, thank God. And I like what I'm seeing. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who's going to go? Well, the young can go. And if you're young tonight, you can go. Just give up the rest of your life and go with Him.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Oh my. Well, I had dreams and aspirations and hopes and ideas and plans about what I thought I'd be. Hallelujah. Well, I'm afraid I've been in a mess tonight.
Hey, sure.
I sure am glad He interrupted my life. Hallelujah.
Hey. Hey.
And I'm honest. I'm honest. I think my family could say this tonight. You can ask them after church. Don't ask them now. But when I get to the preacher, you ask them tonight. I don't think that I've tried to live my youthful life through them. I see a lot of parents today that evidently were sorry that they didn't have a lot of things in their youth, and they're trying to live again their youthful life through their kids.
God help.
Everything they didn't get to do, they want their kids to do. Whether it's wrong or right.
Yeah. God
most time it's wrong.
Most of the time.
That's right.
Most of the time.
You know, old Sam there, you know, he just didn't get to play ball like he wanted to, so he's going to play it through his son.
Not
him. And Susie, you know, she didn't get to be, thank God, the cheerleader and the beauty queen and all that other stuff in school, so she's going to live it through her daughter.
God God help. God help.
Y'all still with me, ain't you?
Yeah, you're preaching right.
Amen. I want to say tonight, thank God. Hallelujah. Bless His name. I don't want to go back tonight, thank God, and give up this way and give up the preaching I've done. Hallelujah. Thank God. I have some blessed memories as a teenage boy. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Thank God. My son and my wife tonight, we passed that little church where at the age of probably 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 along in that time frame, I preached revival after revival at that little church. And they was, well, 1 year I preached 3 revivals in that same church. Spring revival, summer revival, and fall revival. I was the evangelist. God helped us every revival meeting. I've been in that church. Thank God. Brother Horton, when I come to myself, hallelujah, in the glory and the power of God as a teenage boy, and I wouldn't swap all of that for this world. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hey God, I'd rather have that tonight as to shoot the winning basket, hit the winning home run, score the winning touchdown. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hey God, and have every girl in the world chasing me. Thank God tonight. I'm glad how I'm going. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Oh, who can go tonight? Who are they that shall go? He said our young ones are going to go.
Hey.
Well, when we pull out of here, we got a group of young folks and they're pulling out with us.
Hey.
Hey. Who said this is just for old folk? Who said this was just for folk? Thank God they can't find nothing else to do. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hey. Hallelujah. Hey. Thank God. Joseph signed up at a young age. Hallelujah. Jeremiah signed up at a young age. David signed up at a young age. Hallelujah. The 3 Hebrew children signed up at a young age. Hallelujah. Thank God. Who can go tonight? I'm glad the young folks can go tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Who are they that shall go? Well, our young ones will go. And he said our old ones will go. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Pharaoh, they may have Alzheimer's and arthritis. And they're not as productive at the brickyards as it was. Hallelujah. But we ain't forgot about them. And when we leave Pharaoh, our old ones are going with us. Hallelujah. Hey, thank God. Some of the old preachers can't preach like they used to. Hey, and they used to preach in power and glory and had a lot of strength. Now they just fumble around. Thank God. I can't stay on their thought. Amen. But they're going. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God, didn't David say, Lord, when I'm old, thank God, and my friend and my hair has turned gray or white. He said, don't forsake me in my old age. Don't forget about me then. I'm glad he don't. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
That's right. That's right.
Bless his name. How the old ones can go. Hallelujah. My grandmother passed away. Memorial Day night. She passed away. I was in North Carolina and got the call. She's in the hospital, bad heart attack, and probably might have even been dead the very moment I was talking. Anyway, the news came. She passed on, 91 year old. But I remember, and I never wanted no more at a funeral, stand up and tell that crowd what her testimony. Her and grandfather didn't go to church. Mother had prayed for them ever since she'd got saved. She'd got saved before she got married, and she started praying for them. I think she was 18 when she got saved. And 15 years later, when I was 13 year old, God saved me, called me to preach, and I invited them to come hear me preach, and they started coming. And the Holy Ghost of God troubled their heart, and they both got under conviction, and Grandma got saved at home. Hallelujah. Come to the house, tell us about it, the experience that she'd had at home. I don't know if that's what we'd been talking about, mean being saved. Hallelujah. I said, if you ain't sure, go down to the church tonight. When we get to the church, we was going to church at night. I said, when you get down tonight, give an invitation to get in the altar, and we'll pray with you about it. And I went back when the invitation was given. Said, "Grandma, would you like for us to pray with you?" She said, "I prayed when y'all had that first prayer." And she said, "It's all right." Hallelujah. The old can go. Grandpa got saved. I guess Grandma's in her 60s. She's older than Grandfather. He's in his late 50s. She's in her early 60s. And he had a friend, 72-year-old Wallace Sanders. Wallace Sanders. And he and my grandfather were best friends. He cussed, like I said, old Wallace Sanders. But just a good moral man as far as everything else. But he got to come into church and got under conviction and prayed one night. Little Methodist church where I was running revival. Tuesday night, Wednesday night, didn't come back. Thursday night, I drove about 75 and over up on that church, parking lot, church rock parking lot. And before I could close the door on it, Wallace Sanders come across that church rock, a parking lot, throwed his arms around me, a tear streaming over his face, said, "I got saved today at the house." Hey, it's not just for the young. It's for the old. Hallelujah. Yeah. The devil says when you're young, you got too much to live for. When you're old, he says you done lived. God don't want you no more. But I'm glad, thank God. He said, "Who are they that shall go?" He said, "Our young will go and our old will go." Hallelujah. 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 And said, "We'll go with our sons and we'll go with our daughters." Hallelujah. Male and female alike, young, old, and middle age, it doesn't matter. Thank God he said we could go. Well, bless his high and holy name. When I get to thinking about moving out and going on, folk, I can't hardly stand it. Hallelujah. Would y'all excuse me just a moment tonight while I think about moving out? Hallelujah. Hey. We're going. I done seen some make the cross and I'm getting envious. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad we're pulling out. Hallelujah. Hey, it's a getting rough. Thank God. And the times he said had come, they're here. And we're seeing them. It's a discouragement to the heart. But I'm not supposed to get down. I'm supposed to look up. Thank God, because I'm moving out. What did y'all say a while ago? The church is alive and well. Thank God. The religious institution may be in bad shape, but the true believers, the born again, the blood washed, saved by grace, we're headed out of here. We're moving on. Thank God. I'm glad I'm a going. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I don't know why I've been thinking about it this afternoon and even now while I'm preaching. But I'm thinking about when I was a teenage boy preaching at a Saturday night prayer meeting in the church I was raised up in. And I was preaching now the book of Isaiah on there'll be a highway there called the way of holiness. No unclean thing shall pass, but the redeemed shall walk therein.
Right.
And a man, though it be a fool, shall not err therein.
Yes.
That's what I was preaching on.
Hey.
That highway of holiness. With just a handful of us there on that Saturday night prayer meeting, God got in that thing. And my grandma on my daddy's side, grandma, she always was a shouter anyhow. She got to shout while I was preaching on that highway of holiness. Somebody said, "What'd that do? Embarrass you?" Lord, no. It's like pouring white gas on a fire. Hallelujah. Thank God. It made me want to preach that much more. Hallelujah. She done gone and I'm a going. Hallelujah. Well, bless his name. Thank God. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. It ain't just for the educated. It ain't just for the rich. Hallelujah. Thank God. Aren't you glad it's for us? Hallelujah. Hey, bless his name tonight. I don't know what to do. How to think about I'm a going tonight. Yes, sir, I'm wanting the number tonight.
Amen.
He said, "They that were not even a people are now called by the people of God. They that had not obtained mercy have now obtained mercy." Well, bless his name. Thank God tonight.
Amen.
Do y'all understand what I'm saying to you tonight?
Amen.
Thank God I'm leaving out of here. I done come out of Egypt and headed towards heaven tonight. And I'm well on my way, thank God. The journey's getting sweeter and heaven's getting closer. Goodbye, vain world. Thank God. Oh, almost I can see the lights tonight. Heaven is my home. Amen. are they that shall go? Well, our young ones will go. Our old ones will go. Our sons will go. And our daughters will go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
The older I've got, begin to get, the more I see Brother Shaver, I have some things I'd like to leave my young ones. And I sometimes want to kick myself and I realize, just don't think I'll ever be able to leave them some things. I don't want to leave them. Hallelujah. But I would like to stand on the highway, hallelujah, and say, you can go, hallelujah. Come on, let's go.
Amen.
I'm glad we can go tonight.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He said, not only are we going to go with our young and our old and our sons and daughters, he said, we're going to go with our flocks and herds. We got to hold a feast to the Lord. Well, bless his name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, the world don't want us. And one day they won't have us. Exactly. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'm glad for that, aren't you? Hallelujah. Be goodbye to this world and good morning to that one. But I'm telling you, in that world, they can't hardly wait till we get there. That's right. That is right.
Amen.
The world can do without us. The world don't want us tonight. They didn't want our Savior, and they don't want us.
That's right. That's right.
There is a world. There is a land. That's far and day. By faith, we can see it afar. And the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm headed that direction tonight.
Yes.
I'm glad I can go.
Yes.
I'm glad you can go tonight.
Amen. Amen.
I'm glad when I found out I could go, that it made me want to say to somebody else, come on and go with us.
Hey!
Ain't that what Moses said to his father-in-law? Go with us. We'll do you good, he said. Just come on and go with us. Oh, I'm glad you can go tonight.
Hey!
I'm glad you can go. I'm through preaching. Everybody stand, please. Let's sing a verse of song. If you need to pray tonight, you're to come.
Beyond the portals of time, there's a beautiful land, a world of God's glory unfurled. And by the grace of God, I someday will call it my home. I never miss heaven for the world. I never miss seeing Jesus. I never miss seeing loved ones we've known here below. I never trade forever for a few days down here. I never miss heaven for the world. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, though things of earth may try to allure. For the smile of God means much more than since brief glittering days. I never miss heaven for the world. I never we've known here below. Oh, I'd never trade forever for a few days down here. I'd never miss heaven for the world. A country where no twilight shadows deepen, unending day where night will never be, a city where no storm clouds ever gather. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. Oh, what will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne around the glassy sea, to join our loved ones and Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means.